Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, one of the most fun things I've had in recent years is discovering more and more of these wines from Italy, because the entire region is a wine region.
Yeah.
And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things coming out of there, most of which I haven't heard from. But one that I have discovered, and really I'm sticking to it, is Vermentino, the great white grape. Boy, is that good.
Yeah, it's a lovely wine, and this is part of my anything but
Chardonnay.
But Chardonnay approach. By setting, so here we go. Vermentino is an Italian white wine that is relatively unknown, but that deserves much more recognition, somewhat similar to Sauvignon Blanc or Grüner Veltliner, if you wanted to look at those two wines. It is widely produced in Sardinia, but also produced in Tuscany and in Bulgari.
Yeah.
So the predominant flavors are lime, grapefruit, green apple, and in the finish, sort of a touch of green almond, sort of a nice bitter note there. And the wine has fresh acidity that makes it an appealing companion for many different kinds of fish, even poultry or pork. A classic Vermentino will finish with a crisp snap and a note of nutty bitter almond, which is pretty much a signature characteristic of this varietal. In Provence, it is also called Roll. And is used in some rosés. So anyway, this is a good grape to be looked at. It can be oaked, but most of the time it's unoaked. The first I tried was from Famiglia Castellini, and this is the 2022 Vermentino Toscana, which means it's from the Tuscany area, and it sells for $17.99. Straw color, golden hues, floral aromas with nuances of herbs, think sage and rosemary, and a brisk acidity and minerality on the palate. At $17.99, this wine is a great value and I think a real standout.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Yeah, it's quite good. Next was from Cantina di Mogoro, and this is the Vermentina di Sardinia, so this is one from Sardinia, called Le Giare. That means the jars. It's the 2022 vintage and also $17.99. It's very different from the Castellani. The wine is pale straw with delicate herbal aromas over soft, almost savory fruit. It's almost more of an aperitif than a table wine, but definitely very enjoyable. Now, I've been a big fan of the wines from Bulgari for a long time, especially the reds. So
yeah, it's the home of the Super Tuscans.
It certainly is. So it was nice to see a Vermentino from this particular area. This is called Campo al Mare, and this Vermentina di Bulgari DOC, and this is from the 2021 vintage. This particular property is owned and operated by the renowned Folinari family.
Oh, yeah.
Who are a big deal in Tuscany. So the wine is pale yellow with tropical fruit aromas and classic herbal notes. Fresh and crisp, the wine is vibrant and a good companion for a late summer light dinner or as a sipper on an early fall sunset.
Oh, very nice. What's the price on that?
That one is $20.99.
That's a good deal.
All three of these were good examples of the varietal, but the Castellani really stood out. It's just a seriously complex wine for $17.99, and this makes this wine my wine of the week for the Vermentino category.
I'm so glad that we talked about Vermentino because it is such an interesting wine, very classy, and apparently very popular in Italy, too.
Certainly growing.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.